So, dear women, this is number 170, 170. I'm just gotta tell you, remind you, to what end is my proposal that you also take the initiative in erotic relationships? Okay, for one, on one hand, yeah, it's due to male shyness nowadays. That's my point is clear. I mean, how many percent of the male population? I don't know, but it's a rather large junk that doesn't even know how to approach, wouldn't dare to do or think about this in 100 years. And so am I. I mean, I also found my last girlfriend over Bumble. And it was great, and I encourage everyone to use those dating apps because, yeah, somehow it feels like you're stuck. You can't get there to talk to a woman in your normal life. And okay, I mean, then this can be a replacement or for some time. I mean, it feels like you feel maybe reluctant because it's not so romantic. But you have to learn in love. It's better to make practical experience. And my point, yeah, on one hand, this is the issue. That simply there's this large part of the male population who then, if you push them into this position of having to attack, having to come out to search for you, then they won't even go there and they will be totally out of the field, out of the game and never participate. And this then also, of course, harms you women because then there's a pool, the pool of males that are actually participating in the sexual play is much smaller. I mean, at least 30%, I guess, or something like this. We gotta set this figure. And but okay, I mean, which is then this pool on the other female side? I mean, there, of course, there's also lots of inhibitions and stuff on your side. But this is not even the main point. This I just mentioned that yeah, this is a real problem. For us men, concerning us, also for me, because now I feel it's so unfair that I can talk such a lot here, and maybe other men then feel intimidated here by me. And yeah, in my German discourses I said something about this, about wanting to seduce their women if they don't. Well, just said this as a kind of joke. I don't know what I meant really in this episode 148. But to get to the main point here, dear girls and women, please just listen to me carefully that this is not the main problem, our male problems, but your female problem. There comes in this fact that if you don't go out searching for someone and prefer this power you have in your luring, tempting position, leaning back, trying to attract, if you prefer this, then you never will get this experience like I did when I first started the podcast and experienced this so intensely. I had to come up with something to impress a girl. Maybe this is also what I said about Olena, this roommate, that yeah, of course, simply my biology somehow determines then the social role, and I don't like this, but yeah, as a man somehow you have to impress, and therefore it feels like this. I like to talk loudly or like to think like this. Oh yeah, this girl could be listening next door, and she gonna notice how manly I really am. And this is the point, girls, that you have to speak up to demonstrate to your neighbors how girly you are and that you're bursting of desire. And they just needed to knock on your door, or maybe you gonna seduce them any minute. That yeah, you're ready for love and that you're yearning, that you're really a very strong, powerful, potent woman, and that you not afraid to contact any man. And because this then will infuse you the self-confidence and will make you create these artistical products like the podcast maybe, or in chess, or in everything. This is the whole point. Of course, I've made this point also already in TSY, so that I just wanted to recapitulate this here. This is the main point. In chess or in anything, you just have this feeling as a man, oh, I gotta come up with something special, because a woman could see this then and could value this and could love me for this. But therefore, as men, we get to develop these special talents, and it's not that we're more brilliant by birth, but we are raised in this way, we're put into this structure and the role, and therefore grow stronger. Therefore, this, these maybe in the science everywhere, the top researchers or the top most successful writers are male. And this, of course, shouldn't be this way, and we gotta encourage women, mainly, of course, the ones growing up now in this liberal system here, thinking or being taught that, yeah, everything is equal, but it's not, and we gotta educate them socialistically that, well, the main point, of course, the main identity, of course, also for women should not to be identifying as a woman, but as a worker. And this is the struggle we all have to unite behind this in the working class to bring down the capitalist rule. But of course, besides that, there are other important struggles in society, like the struggle for female emancipation or liberation. And yeah, gotta educate them that it's not like this in this liberal society. You're going to be driven back into the reactionary roles, because this is the way it goes in liberalism, and there's no way to really get past those traditions. It's a free system that can be only utilized by some who have this great exuberance or confidence in themselves and can create maybe a business. This is one success story, but it's never working for the great mass, and therefore this liberalism is total illusion. It's an ideological blinding to foster the vile rule of capitalism, the enslavement of us all. And yeah, this liberalism is also very harmful, of course, in gender roles and foremost for you girls, and because us boys, I mean, yeah, this is the point, we are more independent economically, also maybe because of biological factors, like not having to give birth, and then you're stuck with this baby. For men, yeah, it's more common that men leave their families, but of course they're also other cases nowadays in a developed country like here, where the male is taking care of the children and the woman left the family. And we shouldn't judge morally here, just that you gotta be audacious speaking up about your desire. And what would be your desire, Lilia? I don't know, tomorrow is Monday. Today is Sunday, 9th of July. I gotta make this grabation, this recording, because the one from yesterday was maybe not good enough. Primarily my concern is to publish it all out. Yeah, I gotta get it out and gotta keep it short here, because my budget is vanishing. Oh, my budget of the minutes I can publish on a monthly basis is already very small now. It's 9th of July, so it's only, we're in the beginning of the month, but of course I was very productive, because you, Lilia, you seem to ask this for me, and I just would like to be forever alone with you, you know? Forever, just us two, like in this love cave I mentioned once. It's just Jon Snow and this wildling woman. And I think Jon Snow even killed her, right, in the battle then afterwards. But this was the film, of course, only you read the books, you had this infinite knowledge of how it really was, because of course the film is garbage in a way, at least the ending, like slapstick, but also funny in a way, like my writings maybe. Yeah, this is really, sometimes it's good to write in this manner, like a slapstick, I don't know, but I would like to be with you like this, in a singular love bubble. And we also should read Plato. Yeah, that was on my plate also. Therefore, I have a lot to do, but gotta keep it short today, just to record an episode every day. I'm gonna annotate this here, Plato. But Lydia, I mean, it's not possible. It's not possible because tomorrow, then there's also gonna be Zoriana and all the other workers. I don't know, Zoriana, maybe she's still on vacation. And this, as I explained in some show notes of the 60s episode, that this is nothing bad. There are also others, because you couldn't live like this in this unit composed of two beings. But Lydia, just if it were possible, I would do this with you and forget even about my ex-girlfriend, although I still feel for her something, but still, I would only like to live with you in a love cave. But, yeah, it would get boring at some point. Can't glue together like this. Maybe, yeah, someone, one of the lovers wants to make a journey, and that's great to see new things, have other experiences. And then it's great after time to reunite, to feel the sizzling, to seeing the other one again for the first time after some weeks. And this is what I mean, it's always about dialectics, about approaching and getting away again, approaching and distancing, and always this play of Anziehung und Abstoßung, attraction and always there is this play, I tell you. And yeah, Lilia, then I gotta tell you that that maybe you feel overwhelmed, of course, that I'm stronger than you, but I'm not, Lydia. Just that I can speak a lot and write a lot, of course, yeah. No, I feel railroaded, but still in my life, I don't know, I always feel like I'm not worthy, not even to the standards of my friends and roommates. And I don't know why I feel this, that I somehow am less of a human being, but that, yeah, just Lydia that should be sure about me, that I really am totally devout to you, and the only reason I'll keep on playing this game is that it's erotic and it's fostering inspiration and creating lots of episodes and poems here, but it's simply, it doesn't mean that I'm insecure about you. It's just the most secure feeling I could ever have, that I want to have you in my arms, and there could be nothing else in the world that matters and that counts. I wanted to express all this, of course, because I want to be that romantic also and sensual, and therefore maybe I felt like I had to record all these episodes in order to be worthy, not be that gross and ugly as women are, eklig, like with our male, and with our male attributes. But that are also a consequence of these role patterns. But one point I need to make here is Exactly. About my weakness and my inability to really live my life in an orderly, planned way. I don't expect from you, Lilia, that you plan my life. Of course, this is the thing about the feminine bourgeois side, but they also wrote about, but doesn't matter now. Just that I don't know what I want from you, just having you here and feeling your presence. And of course, having sex also is part of this. Just feeling your presence, your radiance, and that you're there, and that anytime I could talk to you. Like in the office, this is already enough, although we don't talk, but there somehow it feels I'm connected to you, and I always want to be like this. Always want to have you around me. Just to know that, yeah, I'm a part of you and you're a part of me. And this should never go away and vanish. This rising tide of love. Blossoming the love flower. What I mean to mention is that in my writings I'm a lot like this. I don't fulfill the expectations of the public. At least already 1 year ago I told this myself in episode 100 that I should finally end a literature work I started and really begin to draw the final lines, bring it into a conclusive form, but I never get to this. And this is also part of my rebellion against masculinity, because I don't want to be like this. Yeah, because you feel like this in a masculine position, and this is also a good feeling, although you feel suppressed, oppressed, you feel naked, and you have to do something to demonstrate who you, show who you are to a woman. But this is good, this pulling all this out of you. But then I feel, yeah, I can write a lot and just like to write without thinking, well, how does this fit in this novel plot, in this or that idea. Just writing on. But I don't like to then think about how to bring this into the right context, in the right order of how to construct a really final text, because this would be this male product again that could impress women, and I feel it's unfair, at least in the nowadays situation that we are, that this is the privilege of men to act this way. And I feel I only want to conclude my literature works once we have changed the societal structure, and once also women begin to attack us, then it would feel right, then I could also bring this out. And yeah, this could, of course, last for some time to fight those fights. My vulva theory is a vital part of that. I said in German, I wanted to bring the vulva to shine brighter and be a symbol mightier than the penis. But this needs a lot of work, because, of course, today the penis is more mighty, and it's so hard to think about this. It's so simple and easy in a way, but yeah, I think at least that men feel superior, or in some way can, some situations can feel superior because they have this thing and think, oh yeah, the woman is missing this thing, and she's also yearning for me and waiting and needing me to give her this, at least in the sexual act. And yeah, there, I mean, it's something erotic in this penetrative act. It somehow has to be this way, but yeah. But that, yeah, it's from both sides. Also, what I already said in number 5 of TSY, somehow I get this feeling that you women also see this as something that's missing to you, and therefore you're not that valuable, or simply don't have that experience and don't feel like part of this inner circle of the initiated, the people who know Bescheid wissen, But you also know Bescheid. I don't know how it's like to have a vulva that could feel so majestic. And yeah, this is your temple of lust. And I just was so crazy that you explain me like I do here about your female anxieties and your position, what you feel. Yeah. And once we get there, I think it could be possible. Then I would like to work like this to bring to an end my products. But in this situation nowadays, I feel it's a good strategy. I'm sabotaging masculinity. I don't want to be a real man, and therefore I have to write in this way also, abandoning my work again then when it's has grown to a certain extent, like Macron, this political novel about, well, Macron, the French president, uniting with Putin and Xi in an anti-Western alliance to bring down Western hegemony. But this novel then, I don't know how many pages, it has maybe 50 or even more, but some when I just abandoned it, between 50 or 80 pages on my text program, maybe this would already be enough for a real novel, because I mean when it's printed and pages get smaller, I think, then this could already have 150 pages, or I just could fill in some gaps, plot holes, fill them up, and then I think I'm good to go, like could be a complete novel to be published. But still, I don't like to do this simply because of what I explained. And yeah, you women gotta get moving, then I'll think about it. And get moving in this artistical way. I mean, of course, also in love, but this is the base. Love is the base of everything there. You feel this is the motivation you need to pull this out of you. And yeah, this has to happen. And maybe you, Lilia, are already working on your drawings. You said you like to draw your cat. And maybe nowadays you feel also, if you also feel in love by me or enchanted a little, then you might also feel this productivity rising and that you needed to draw. And this would be great, of course. Would really yearn to me for you to show me. I could give you my little drawing I mentioned last time of the table, Tischlein deck dich, but yeah, you just want to see what pull out of your fingers, want to say your real name, but I don't dare to just say love you for all you do and all you could do, doesn't matter how beautiful it is. I mean, I always have this doubt about my podcast being perfect, but it just matters that you go on and on, like I feel now moving, the current keeps moving, and current keeps moving is a verse that appears in one song by Kate Tempest. Therefore, I annotated this because I didn't play music in a long time, I think. And that you keep moving, right? And this I want that you can do, Lilia. It doesn't have to be drawing. But you said you liked it was your hobby. You like to draw your cats. I just like to draw you or go out with you because now in summer it's so beautiful to see the hills and the fields, the wheat fields. Also, they have so many hairs, those wheat plants, I mean, and this would be so great to draw, I thought. But then, yeah, for myself, I never find time, or never am so organized as to really go out there and take a pencil and paper with me to draw. But I know that it would be a nice experience, although I was never so interested in drawing, but could be really, should really do this, I know, because also to have another Standbein, to have a second artistical endeavor, like also Goethe, he was drawing, and we could go out there together, Lilia, and draw something, I just want to be with you, and yeah, I want that you also can have this artistic flow and that you can produce more and more, but you shouldn't wonder what I think about this, just that I think that everything you do, everything you can do, you should do, because it makes you more beautiful. In my eyes, it always is a good feeling to get working, like I feel also today, writing a lot, show notes again for the next episode to be published, that you always feel comfortable, and as a human being, that you feel you don't have anything to do, you feel raw, naked like an animal, with this vulgar desires luring in you, don't know how to come up with this hard plan, this hard hand that is needed in order to guide us. Therefore liberalism is such a failure, because it leaves it all open to our own will. But yeah, as I said, it's, of course, there are some success stories, the American dreams. There are also entrepreneurs here in Germany, especially in Germany. Well, America is already far more divided and far greater class. The abyss of the classes and the working poor is a bigger faction of the society than here in Germany. But for the mass of the people, it's the same. We're all enslaved, and this never happens. The El Dorado, the liberal great land, will never be realized. It's total fiction and delusion, and just gotta call this out. But therefore, in this liberal society, lamentably, we don't have this communist rule that could organize the production plans and give us an opportunity to find some friends, like in Komsomol, the Bolshevik youth group. And yeah, we don't have the structure today, so we gotta give it to ourselves, at least in this time before the revolution, this difficult time. And yeah, somehow I wanted to express this, that I expect this from you women. I need this also for my own work to move on. But okay, I will move on anyway, just not in this way of finalizing, really. But then again, I was thinking this, I should at least try. I have to do this also for my ex-girlfriend. She's such a brilliant girl, interested in politics. And at least I should get this ready. I mean, this Macron, which has to do with politics and other writings, because then she could read it, or more importantly, maybe also these swinish writings I like to produce, because then maybe she could understand more from my position. It always was a misunderstanding, this balance between us and our positions, my thoughts about polyamory that concerned her, and she just blocked it off. But I feel it could all be explained to her if only I got it into the right form. And yeah, I got out of course some swinish poems already in the show notes, but this is not, well, this is a good beginning. But I don't feel like poetry is my main field of action, although in the last month, yeah, because it has to do with love, because I want to create love poems for you, Lilia. There, yeah, but I had this feeling I want to explain to my ex-girlfriend also, she can maybe understand, and I feel maybe she already understands a little more, because back then, when I published the Me and My People Voices of History episode in April, she blocked me on WhatsApp, and went back to talking one day, because she also wanted to go to a communist party meeting, and there we talked on telephone for 1 or 2 hours, but after that not again. And just I think last week or 2 weeks ago she deblocked me then, and I thought it had to do with my episodes, that she was maybe also listening and somehow got to understand me better, also through these Spanish episodes. But she told me that she didn't listen. And I don't know if it's true, it doesn't matter. Of course, you women can do whatever you want and also keep things secret from us men. I don't want to be a possessor and just want to give you this present, these episodes, and also to my ex-girlfriend. And but then I felt, yeah, whatever the case, but somehow she de-blocked me. And somehow I felt, yeah, all this thinking and writing makes sense. It makes a difference. And somehow I can explain something, clarify my standpoint to her in a certain way. But it's difficult, Lilia, polyamory, because it seems already. Seems already like sometimes too many social contacts, at least I feel this, so that I like to be alone also, or not meeting so many people and friends. Although my roommates here I like a lot, of course. We wanted to have a house meeting again, but yeah, simply if I already feel this reluctance to meet people or engage overly, of course it's nice to see colleagues at work, but still there's always this inhibition that has to be passed, and I feel, oh yeah, it's also more simpler to be alone, and you need this hard hand, of course, the communist structure, the Bolshevik institutions that guide you, but for yourself you like this to sink in into the sluggishness and forget about everything, about all kinds of things that you know would be pleasant, like talking to other people. And yeah, I think I've expressed it at Lilia, I read this about polyamory that I also don't know how it could work. Just, yeah, where I'm so sluggish. But how is it then that I could have more than one lover? But I mean, this is only the reactionary structures that make it appear as this was something so unthinkable. But I mean, yeah, why if you're on a journey or for some other reason, yeah, it could happen. It has to be gently discussed what would be adequate for both, but in a way it has to be let develop naturally. I don't know what is the solution, just that if this yearning for you, that's really the primary concern for me now, just that you tell me something about those database tables that I read out last time, or about anything you like. Just I get this feeling it has to be this way. You're also so romantic, you demand this from me, that I tell you here. And I tell you, of course, in all earnest, that I'm ready to give you anything you like, you want. Support there at work, or just some charming conversations, or even intimate meetings and sex. Everything you demand from me, I will give to you. And there's no doubt that you should have this power over me, that I'm at your disposal. You can dispose with your will. Well, or maybe we can find together a strong will, strong plan. And yeah, just I think it's gotten clear somehow now. And what could I do? I mean, this should be kept short. Maybe this is already enough, but I could read something, I guess. Need to read Plato, but not today, maybe, because, well, let's finish what we started, of course. I was reading my poem or my prose, which I started to write about 3 weeks ago at work. You two girls were sitting there with your very short trousers, shorts. Well, and there this provoked me then and led to this outbreak. And this was already read. Well, this text is in German and I already read parts of it. But now we gotta get to the end. I mean, come on, can't be that. It's not that splendid. It's not my best work. It's not even a real poetry work, but it's written in prose. Not that dense, condensed as in poetry. But it's all coming out. And then I have another poem, of course, we can read in the next episode. This German poem I was already publishing in the show notes of these last 160 episodes. Well, this decade, I mean, the decade now of the 160s. So here we are. I read in number 160, the first part, then 167, and now we gotta go. Männer männlich, Weiber weiblich, so sagte schon Effie Briests Vater. Und das ist scheinbar auch heute gängige Auffassung von Blicken. Yeah, maybe you two don't understand, but yeah, of course you can type in this into Ukrainian translator. It's easy. I tried this out also with some English text or German text. I translated to English. Just you have this limit in Google, you can only use 3,000 signs and you have to split up the text parts, but then it's really good translation. You can translate it, of course. I could also translate this into English, but I feel, my man, just sluggish. I wrote this in German, after all, this is my mother language, and in love, family is always important, right? And yeah, also the main part, of course, that you too have to learn German. And I'm also talking about you, Zoriana, but don't want to talk so much because I think I summed it all up and wrote it up in the show notes. And gotta keep it here, really. Yeah, gotta block off any erotic intention or sizzling that might pop up here. And I mean, yeah, in art you always try to make something sublime. To express, to refine a feeling. Refinement, like in software development, also with these refinements. Exactly. And with these refinements, and these feelings always have to get refined. So they become art. I mean, yeah, this is artistical here. It helps me to get over this situation of seeing you, being confronted with you at work. And exactly, this is what I mean. Just a little unfocused, excuse me, because there was a, because this refinement made me think of something. Ah, there I have a date tomorrow. Well, I had a date with a communist. Communist I met on this workers' day parade, and we wanted to go to a cafe, but then I thought about this, I have this work date tomorrow. But okay, just let's go on. Gotta tell him, write to him later. And what I want to say is, I simply want to read this out, and I think with this we're gonna be good. This is not that good, but I mean, let's see and try and see what we get out of it. So, Männer männlich, Weiber weiblich. Umso mehr in der Ukraine, wo man natürlich nach der Konterrevolution von 1991 sehnsüchtig auf die gefallenen Helden des Vaterlandes blickt, die vergammelte Riege der Faschisten um Bandera, das Scheusal. Also ja, Faschismus hin oder her, wir Deutschen sind natürlich die wahren Nazis, ihr Ukrainer nicht schuld, ihr seid da jetzt nur in was ganz Blödes reingeraten, was mit dem Imperialismus zu tun hat. Aber das sprengt den Rahmen an der Stelle. Also, ich will einfach gesprengt werden. Als Mann, na klar, da wächst der innere Druck, weil das Sperma sich natürlich anstaut und raus will. Die Samenleiter zum Bersten gewüllt, sehnen sich danach, dass ihre Ladungen endlich wieder ins Rollen kommen. Endlich! Wisst ihr, liebe Mädchen, Sex, das ist etwas so Intensives, nicht nur biologisch, vor allem aufgrund der herausgehobenen, exponierten Stellung, die das reine, nackte Symbol Sex im offiziellen staatsbürgerlichen Diskurs einnimmt. Hattest du Sex, hast du einen Freund, eine Freundin? Diese Fragen sind lebensentscheidend, determinieren den sozialen Status. Das alles hat mit dem Kapitalismus und Liberalismus zu tun. Aber herrje, fort mit dieser ernüchternden Politik, stürzen wir uns in die Biologie. I somehow like this text, the rhythm of it, but yeah, let's keep on moving. And just this one word sprengen, well, das sprengt den Rahmen an der Stelle, this means this goes too far, this is beyond the limits of the actual topic, so yeah, sprengt den Rahmen, somehow makes the explode the limits of this topic. And this also has to do with bursting femininity, what I said about you, Zoriana, that yeah, also of course you have this feminine forms. It feels like, yeah, this, yeah, feels like, yeah, somehow you seem like this, everything is, don't, everything is bursting out, and of course this is the thing about the female shapes and roundness of certain body areas like the shoulders and hips and the breasts also. And yeah, this is a specific female characteristics, I mean, that I just would like to hear a woman talk about the male bodily characteristics in order to hear what it's like for her to feel this desire and feel so under pressure like I feel when you, Zoriana, sit there, especially on a hot day like nowadays in summer. And okay, let's keep on moving on then. Keep on reading here. Stürzen wir uns in die Biologie. Because yeah, it's my task, my role as a man, I, or at least men, express all this, but it's not good if only us can, should express this. Not fair. You have to really, well, think it's clear. Let's move on. Die Biologie, ja, ja. Und liebe Frauen, ja, also ihr beiden ukrainischen Blümchen da, ihr seid so lieblich. Ich würde am liebsten nie wieder andere Frauen anschauen, außer euch. Aber ich muss ja doch, denn ich muss die männliche Rolle einnehmen. Was heißt, ein Schwein zu sein, das nichts als Sex und nackten sinnlichen Genuss im Kopfe hat? Let's close the windows to keep all this inside here for ourselves. Ihr lasst mir keine Wahl. Durch euer Abwarten auf mein erstes Wort weist ihr mir die altertümliche, angestammte, männliche, dominante Rolle zu. Ihr wollt überrollt werden von mir? Nun, ah, hier war ich vom Gleis abgekommen. Also, Sex ist so intensiv. Darum haben wir Männer auch Angst davor. Oder vor allem wir. Sind wir doch ungleich mehr unter Druck beim Sex. Nicht zu früh zu kommen, unser weißes Gold zu versprühen, wodurch der Penis schnell erschlaffen könnte und für euch, goldene Frauenwesen, nicht mehr so angenehm, prickelnd, stimulierend wäre. Oh je, gar nicht auszudenken, diese Erwägungen sind tonnenschwer. Ich führe sie dennoch durch. Als deutscher Denker bin ich so, muss mich lange Jahre bilden, jahrhundertelang die Geistesgeschichte studieren, um endlich reif zu sein, zu wissen, wie man einer Frau zu Leibe rückt, sie gekonnt umgarnt, umspielt und letztlich auch physisch antatscht und sich in sie vorwagt, vergreift oder wie es im Mittelalter hieß, sie mit dem 11. Finger kitzelt. Das ist es. Das ist die eigentliche Kunst. Das Wichtigste, was ein Mann im Leben erlernen kann. Geschwätz von Männlichkeit und dem Wechseln von Autoreifen oder Reparieren von Fahrrädern oder Geld verdienen, die Familie versorgen, nichts zählt als das. So it says here, nothing counts for man in order to be a man, rather than this vulgar act of being able to do this to stroke and even to stroke a woman with the 11th finger is what I read in a book about the middle age that yeah somehow said oh yeah dear lady I'd like to touch or kitzeln. What is kitzeln? Giving you the sizzling. Kitzeln mit dem 11. Finger kitzeln. Of course, this reading this gets me aroused. Also, writing makes me really agitated. To tickle, to titillate, to tickle. Yeah, kitzeln. This making you laugh when you tickle there below the shoulders or anywhere. And this could make you laugh. And also tickling with this 11th finger, there at the vulva, this then could also stimulate a lot. And somehow, I'm saying here that as a German thinker, I need to educate myself for years and decades or centuries, study the history of thought, in order to be ripe or mature or worthy for a woman, to know how to umgarnen, it's like seducing, umspielen, but then also physically untouchen. Untouchen is a very cute word. Has to do with erotics also. Untouchen, but it refers to a situation where someone puts his hand on something in a rather rather nonchalant way, in a vulgar way maybe, when you're in a store and you touch something, maybe a child touches this and this, then his mother tells him du sollst das nicht antatschen, nicht alles antatschen. Yeah. And I think, yeah, so as a man you get this feeling, you have to really study and think really hard to know what is the right thing to do, what does a woman expect, and how am I going to educate and train myself to be that guy. And this is my point from the beginning also, that women need to train themselves or feel under that pressure in order to get out the best out of them or feel like they're maturing, feel like they have to become a better person, to become a better character in order to be worthy for a man. This pressure is very valuable. But of course you shouldn't overdo it, like also now in my situation. Of course, maybe this is already a little exaggerated. With this, all the episodes I've done now for you, Lilia, should or could make me feel like I'm worthy, yeah. But in a way, I mean, I am not the role model, I'm excessive, compulsive, eccentric, right? I like to be eccentric here. My second workplace. And let's move on. So, right, nothing counts but this. Und daher ist es so traumatisch, an Sex zu denken. Also, liebe Damen, ihr seid am Zug. Wollt ihr mich verführen? Dann müsst ihr aber sehr beharrlich und vorsichtig sein. Ich bin leicht zerbrechlich, auch entzündbar, aber vor allem schreckhaft. Mir fährt schnell der Schreck in alle Glieder und dann bin ich paralysiert, am ganzen Körper versteift. So wird es dann leider nichts mit dem lustvollen Liebesspiel. Also, ich will euch aber keine Angst machen. Ihr schafft das schon, greift beherzt zu. Dann dürft ihr meine männlichen Perlen und versteckten Geheimnisse auspacken. Aber ihr müsst es schon wollen, müsst mir zeigen, wie gierig ihr auf mich starrt, dass ihr zu allem bereit seid, dazu mich zu zerbetzen und wenn nötig zu verschlingen, zu verspeisen. So, you girls need to show me that you're prepared to do anything, even to rip me apart and devour me. And this word I was using here is normally also used in the sexual context. Steif, when referring to the penis and that it gets hard, then it's called also steif. But you can also feel like this in your body. In other body parts, when they are steif, then this means that you're sitting for a long time in a train. And after getting up, you feel this uncomfortableness in all your legs and arms. And this then is also steif. And to this is what I'm referring here. That, thinking about sex, this makes me paralyze all my body, and then somehow it gets impossible to have physically sex. And this is what I was explaining here. So, moving on. Zu verschlingen, zu verspeisen. Verspeisen, to eat. Anders geht es nicht, da ich mich so wohl fühle in meiner vorgespielten Schüchternheit des Scheines. Sie ist mein Panzer, mein Schutz gegen die drohende Überschwemmung, Überflutung mit der Lust, mit dieser sexuellen Pforte, wo alles gleitet und flutscht, glitschig und nass lockt und Unerhörtes verspricht. Well, the Pforte is like a door, a gateway, which in this context is also an allusion to the vulva and to this male fear of entering this gateway. And now we get to the last two paragraphs. Und ja, noch immer sitzt du, mich heimsuchende Soriane, vor mir und starren mich deine nackigten Beine an. Was sind sie? Well, nackigt is not so correct, of course. It's a colloquial term. Nackt is naked, is the more formal expression. But nackig, yes, I don't know, it's kind of slang or whatever, local, here, local dialect. Nackigte Beine, I find this so nice, this word, nackigt. Botschaft eines höheren Wesens, Zeichen eines altglatten, problembefreiten Seins, das irgendwo existieren muss in der Sphäre der Idealität. Ich möchte dir doch nur Zärtlichkeiten zuwerfen, um sie dir wie einen Schmuck umzuhängen oder angedeihen zu lassen. That's what I wrote here. Schmuck. Like a pearl, I was writing also about this. Perlen, pearls. Schmuck is an... Well, like a necklace, of course, like a ring, anything that's... that women like to wear, these shiny, glittery jewels and stuff. This is all Schmuck. Um dir zu schenken, was dir entspricht. Du bist nackt, jugendlich, du leuchtest unbeschwert. Die Wollust glänzt uns an, aus tausend Augen. Uns beschenkte Männer, die wir glücklich in den Bann deiner Körperform, deines ins Mark treffenden Wunderleibes geraten. Weird, what I was thinking now. Kind of uncomfortable. What if all the other colleagues would also hear this, but hope we can keep this really a secret for a time at least. And then my podcast someday will move on into other topics and politics, and then maybe someday, I don't know if I can tell my boss, who was so keen, but oof. The last paragraph now. Lilia, du, mein Blümchen, mit dir war die Liebe doch noch immer ideal. Materielle Erlebnisse und Austausche von Worten tauschte ich aus gegen das reine Symbol, das Anstürmen mittels galanter Worte im Podcast. Das war kein guter Trade. Jetzt sehe ich es, so viel schöner war die Zeit, als du mich anschautest, nicht so sehr anhörtest. Herrje, nie begreife ich dies. Die Schönheit, was macht sie eigentlich aus? Die Lust, das Glück, die Lebenswürze? Wozu leben wir eigentlich? Wenn wir nicht mal das wissen, ist es wohl eitel. Eitel? Yes. This life is in vain. If we don't even know why we're living, to which end, and if I never can define what is beauty, or know what is this, Lilia, that you are pouring out of your eyes into mine, and how could I trade this, then, our glances and gazes now, for this neurotic play in the podcast, and you only listening, but not looking at me. And in this text I was writing a lot about Soriana, because simply she's sitting there closer to me, and this is the whole problem, that always you feel what's closest is easiest, and therefore springt ins Auge, catches your eye, and this is a problem in love. I feel this other co-worker, I fell in love, a German girl 3 years ago, she was sitting exactly on your place, Soriana. And of course I ask myself then, how true is this love? Is this the true love, or how do you know your real soulmate? But this is the whole problem. We have to go back to read Plato to understand this, that there can be no... How could you ever be sure about this or that? Just that we're so idealist today, we think that there's this bond, ideal bond, but spinning about two souls that are somewhere scattered over the earth, and they only need to find together in order to find their perfect fitting piece, their soulmate. And then this feels absurd that any woman you could meet there sitting opposite you, but she seems also like this perfect piece. And yeah, I guess I can play a song that I like to listen a lot nowadays. I also tweeted this song. I remember exactly the day I published TSY number 2. It was, I think, maybe the most crucial episode, maybe even more than the first one in English, most crucial episode, because there it got so clear to me, Lilia, that I was so focused on you and nothing else mattered, but just that you hear me, understand me, and no other woman don't want to direct my look into any other human being than you. And this, but yeah, of course, then this polyamory. But still, I just got this feeling, yeah, that it's somehow true. This love for you is true, and despite the truth, I also feel that polyamory is. Yeah. And this song, so it's called Anneliese, and at the beginning they sing, ja, was ist schon Liebe? Eigentlich würde ich doch jede nehmen. War nur kurz auf Facebook, sehe, es gibt so viele schöne Mädchen. So, I was just a minute or two on Facebook and saw there are so many beautiful girls. Well, what is love? What is love, really? Actually, I would take any girl. This is what he sings, and this is so great. To debunk this soulmate theory, in love you just have to try out, and yet can also be romantic, but it's not worth anything if you block up the possibility of erotic interminglings from the beginning. And I think this verse brings it to the point, and I feel very devastated. I felt this way to learn that this band then, well, they didn't dissolve, but at least they stopped to make music in this way that their first album was, in a rather, well, in a musical direction like rap and German ironical hip-hop. It's very cute and singular how they sing, and their texts are really, really intelligent and what I mean, then they stopped, and yeah, I guess they changed their style and became more of a pop band, because I think they also felt this is too vulgar. Maybe they then started a real romantic love relationship, or one of them singers, I think there are only three boys, Neo Disco, and nowadays they call themselves Yukno. But when you start love, then you feel, oh, I can't talk that vulgarly and ironically about love in my songs. This is putting dirt onto this love bond. And this is a little, from my point of view, it is lamentable. And therefore, yeah, I also have to go on. Therefore, it was maybe right to not get engaged with you, Lilia, as my girl, so early, to move on and express that something necessary, something beautiful, also to express all kinds of vulgar feelings and strains or currents of our psychological dynamics. but that this doesn't mean that you can't be really committed to one person and really thinking that this is the one person that I need to see as many times as possible, to learn as much as possible about her, from her. I think this is good. And the verse I like the most about this song is, heute werde ich bei ihr landen, Hudson River. There was this plane 12 years ago, I think it was, that it had to do an emergency landing on the Hudson River in New York. And so this is an allusion to something gone wrong. Well, but still, at least they survived, these passengers. I mean, it's not that bad. And anyway, I feel, yeah, this is maybe also my landing. Try to land at your airport, your strip of, I don't know, Lily, I just want to land. Because this is a German expression, of course, to say bei ihr landen, bei jemandem landen, is that you caught someone's love through something you did. And this was my whole point. Also, Wim must feel the pressure that they feel. Today is gonna be the day that I'm going to land with this boy. This, my airplane is going to land. And yeah, thank you for your courage, for courageously listening to my poetical or prose works. And now have fun with this last song I have in store for you, all my dear listeners. Bye bye. Goodbye.
Yo, hänge kurz auf Facebook, sehe, es gibt so viel schöne Mädchen. Was ist schon Liebe? Eigentlich würde ich ja jede nehmen. Nie so der Frauen, halt doch, jetzt wo ich Band hab,
du kennst das?
Hat sich das geändert?
Ein bisschen.
10 Minuten nachdem ich die Nummer such, sterbt da, sterbt da, sterbt da, sterbt da Bär wie im Dschungelbuch. Sind nicht aus München und waren niemals frei. Aber ohne dich schlaf ich heut Nacht nicht ein. Du hast verstanden, wir sind anders als die meisten hier. Willst du die Welt noch sehen oder gehen wir gleich zu mir? Ich will ne Braut, die Anneliese heißt. Denn es heißt, Anneliese, alles wird sich machen.
Here we go, little shorty, denn ich hab gerade Zeit. 21, 22, dann sind wir alt. Erwart ihr nix, wir sind Hauptschulkids. Doch ich seh meine Zukunft in deinem Ausschnitt, Bitch. Here we go, little shorty, denn ich hab gerade Zeit. 21, 22, dann sind wir alt. Erwart ihr nix, wir sind Hauptschulkids. Doch ich seh meine Zukunft in deinem Ausschnitt, Bitch.
Magic Stick für Emma Watson, sie will meinen Liebeszauber. Wir sind vom Winde verweht wie dieser Gregor-Schlierenzauber.
Rote Augen sind am Fliegen wie das Klassenzimmer. Heute werde ich bei ihr landen. Hudson River, sie meint, dass ich sie kenn. Ich darf sie Barbie nennen. Sie mag die Unterhose, ist von H&M. Und sie will mehr von mir, wenn dies näher kommt. Frag ich sie, was findest du toll an mir, sagt sie, der Song hier. Sie ist meine Königin im Apfelland und ich bin ihr Kronprinz.
Here we go, little shorty, denn ich hab gerade Zeit. 21, 22, dann sind wir alt. Erwart ihr nix, wir sind Hauptschulkids. Doch ich seh meine Zukunft in deinem Ausschnitt, Bitch. Here we go, little shorty, denn ich hab gerade Zeit. 21, 22, dann sind wir alt. Erwart ihr nix, wir sind Hauptschulkids. Doch ich seh meine Zukunft in deinem Ausschnitt, Bitch.
Yeah. 22 Uhr, ich sehe im Mondlicht.
ich deine Titten. Für dich komm ich auf meinem Honigkuchenpferd geritten. Ich bin alles, was du willst.